It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, on this day in 1903, President Theodore Roosevelt made the Grand Canyon a national monument.
I was going to say he didn't make the Grand Canyon, but
he made it a national monument.
All right.
So though Native Americans lived in the area as early as the 13th century, the first European sighting of the Grand Canyon wasn't until 1540.
Oh.
Because of its remote and inaccessible location, several centuries passed before North American settlers really explored the canyon. The Grand Canyon became well-known to Americans in the 1880s after railroads were built and pioneers developed infrastructure and early tourism. In 1903, President Theodore Roosevelt visited the site, and he had a particular affection for the American West.
Mm.
He had made environmental conservation a major part of his presidency, and after establishing the National Wildlife Refuge, he turned his attention to federal regulation of public lands. However, he did not have the power to make it a national park. That could only be granted by an act of Congress.
Okay.
So to sidestep what he predicted would be an uncooperative Congress, Roosevelt began a new presidential practice of granting a similar national monument designation to some of the West's greatest treasures.
Nice play. Well played.
Yeah. So despite Roosevelt's enthusiasm and strong interest in preserving land for public use, the Grand Canyon was not immediately designated as a national park. The Grand Canyon National Park Act was finally signed by President Woodrow Wilson in February of 1919.
Oh, so it took some time.
Yeah.
16 years.
16 years. Yeah.
I did that in my head.
Good job. So the Grand Canyon National Park is the 15th site in the United States to have been named as a national park. It covers more than 1.2 million acres and received more than 6 million recreational visitors in 2017, which is the second highest count of all American national parks. Do you know what the first would be?
I was just thinking that Las Vegas is not one. No, I don't know. What would it be?
Las Vegas. The Great Smoky Mountains National Park number one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty, too.
Yeah, it's
different
beautiful.
Kind of pretty. That one's up.
In the mountains.
And the other one's down.
Right.
Because it's a hole. It's a canyon.
It's a canyon, right. So it has long been believed that the Colorado River began carving the Grand Canyon about 6 million years ago, but a 2012 study suggested that the process may have actually begun as far back as 70 million years.
Wow.
In all likelihood, the Grand Canyon, as we know it today, started out as a series of smaller canyons 70 million years ago, but the majority of the canyon did not begin to take shape until much more recently.
Can you imagine that you're walking, you're going west as you do, and you know everything's going along fine, and then you come to that.
Yeah.
And you think,
whoa.
There's no bridge, because it's like, what year did you say, 15?
1540 is when the first European sighting. Yeah.
There's no bridge. How are we going to get across here? We got to go down it and up the other side?
I guess.
Imagine
that. I know. It's pretty wild to just come across.
Wild.
So weather in the Grand Canyon varies greatly according to elevation. A trek from the peak of the Grand Canyon's north rim, which is about 8,000 feet above sea level, to its bottom a mile down, may see a traveler experience temperature swings of more than 25 degrees.
Gee, that's serious.
The record high temperature on the south rim was 105 degrees, and the record low at the same spot was negative 20.
Holy cow!
Yeah, it gets that cold.
That is cold. Yeah. Negative 20, wow.
And the Grand Canyon is not the world's deepest canyon, and it's not even the deepest canyon in the United States.
It's not?
The distinction goes to Hell's Canyon. The deepest in the United States is Hell's Canyon, along the border of Oregon and Idaho, which drops a half mile deeper than the Grand Canyon.
Is it what, just not as long? Is it just a short?
I don't know.
Short stint of a canyon?
What?
The one in
Oregon?
I'm
not sure.
Hell's.
But it's deeper. So.
See, okay. All right. Either way, you don't want to drop your keys in either one of them.
Certainly not.
That's how I figure if it's deep. If you want to drop your keys in and you don't want to go down and get them, that's deep. Same goes for pools.
Yeah.
You picked out a record to go along with the Grand Canyon, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play Arizona by Mark Lindsay.
By Mark Lindsay. Great pick. Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
It's Mark Lindsay, Arizona. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about the Grand Canyon, which is in Arizona.
Yeah.
It was designated as a national monument on this day in 1903.
We were doing the research for the song to play, and there's not a lot of songs about the Grand Canyon, surprisingly enough.
I know, right? Crazy.
For a canyon being so grand, you would expect more.
You would.
You picked out a right... Oh, no, we already did that part. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yep.
All right, go.
All right, well...
Wait, hang on.
What?
Now go.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
While the Grand Canyon was made a national monument in 1903, it wasn't until 1919 that it became a national park.
Grand Canyon National Park, speak of the devil, is the second most visited national park.
And it is not the world's deepest canyon, and it's also not the deepest canyon in the U.S.
It's really hardly worth mentioning. It's so average,
but it
I
is
guess.
Grand.
But it is grand, for sure. Wonderful. Now, I've been to the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
A brief visit, a brief stop.
Me too.
Just to say hello. And you took a helicopter ride over that Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I probably was, 12 or 13 or something at the time, but we took a helicopter tour.
Oh, wow.
And I got to ride in the front of the helicopter with the pilot, which I was terrified of, because they had to balance the weight on the plane. So I was the lightest one because I was like 12. So I had to ride in the front with the pilot.
Well, at least you were the lightest one.
So,
some people go to the Grand Canyon, they ride a donkey, and some people go and they ride a helicopter.
Yeah.
It just depends who you are, where you come from, I guess.
The pilot was, I remember he was kind of funny, and he kept telling people that I had control of the helicopter at that moment, which I never did, obviously, but...
Those goofy tourist helicopter pilots.
LOL.
They're material. Folks want to learn more about the Grand Canyon, Sarah, and its grandness. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Sure.
If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link to my blog where you can see everything I talk about every day.
Every day. Wonderful. Wonderful, Sarah. Thank you so much. By the way, you should post a photo of your son. Do you have photos of yourself
in
the Grand Canyon when you were 12?
I don't think so.
No?
Nope.
Are you sure?
I do not.
You sure?
Okay. Not going to happen.
All right. Wonderful. Come back tomorrow. Fresh episode, would you please?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll check traffic and weather next with Ed Smith and Josh Nichols, respectively, on Legends 102.7.